Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us today.
John chapter 15, verse 11. Jesus said, "I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete." Let's look at the verses that surround today's introduction as Jesus speaks to his disciples. John chapter 15, lines 9 through 10 state, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love." Followed by verse 12, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." Jesus speaks of his joy, meaning his great happiness, delight, or pleasure, that this euphoria would be shared with his disciples. In the collective three lines preceding and following, love is used 7 times. Love. The message from Jesus is clear. Love. He commands the 12 to love. Love, not hate, not the hate that is spewed from any of today's media. Love. Don't give in to the primordial emotions of hatred and fear. Don't be played by the talking heads. Love. Jesus commands us to love. Think of it. Jesus is issuing his own commandment to love one another. Jesus was questioned by the Pharisees as to which was the greatest commandment, and part of his answer in Matthew chapter 2, verse 39 was, "Love your neighbor as yourself." The recurring message from Jesus is to love. Our neighbor is across the street, across the county, across the state, across the country, and across the world. It is imperative upon us to help. Help in any way that we can. This is Jesus speaking to us, not any talking head in the media or elected office. Jesus. Jesus, as God's messenger, God's son, is always very specific in what he is saying. He uses the word command, since he was there from the beginning. He was there when Moses took the tablets down from Mount Sinai, and he famously was there when he told the Pharisees in John chapter 8, verse 58, "Before Abraham was, I am." The message from Jesus is clear. Love. Live your life as though your afterlife depends upon loving one another, because it does. Let us pray. God above, love is not necessarily an easy thing to do. Give us the strength, power, and determination to love those around us and around the world as Jesus would have us do. Amen. This devotion, written and recorded by Sam Bartow.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of the Grace for All podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church of Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor, and I hope you've received a blessing today from this podcast. If so, please share it with a friend or on your social media accounts. Grace for All is written, edited, and produced by the lay members of First United Methodist Church. To learn more about our congregation and its other ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.